Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, inviting me to talk. Because I am the last speaker and it is the last day of the presentation, and I really thank you for show up for my presentation. So as a reward, I will talk something for you to get you smile. There was two graduate students studying their graduate degree in Europe. One is from Africa and the other one is from Europe. They were really good friends and they study together and they hang out together. And finally they graduate and the friend from Africa go back home and start working. And after a few years, the guy from Europe invited his friends from Africa to visit him. And the guy from Africa went to Europe and visited his friend. And he was surprised because they got the same degree and his friend in Europe was having a good home and driving good car and having a lot of resources. So he was jealous and asking him, how comes you come up with all these resources while we have the same degree and the same level? And the guy from Europe replied to him, well, when we do a deal to construct a road from city 1 to city 2, for instance, town 1 to town 2, I get a commission of 3%. And when we extend that construction from city to another city, I got another commission of 1%. With all those commissions, I have this all belonging. And then the African friends go back home and he fight hard to get a position in the commissioner. And after a few years, he invited the same thing like his friends from Europe. And the guy from Europe was surprised and go back to visit his friend in Africa. And when he see his belongings, he was so shocked because the guy in Africa having a big home, a big swimming pool, and a latest model car. And the Europe guy asked him, how comes you come up with all these resources which are very latest and huge? Well, you told me the story. You take only 1% and 3% commission. Because I am in the commissioner, I take 100% of the commission and I have all these resources. So I don't know whether that is commission or corruption, just to get you some money. Okay, my presentation. In my presentation, I will follow up this outline. I will talk about the importance of this study together with the objective, and I will briefly discuss with the materials used and the methods followed. Results will be presented in the form of tables, figures, and pictures. Conclusion will be made from results, and finally I will do acknowledgement and references. Well, switchgrass these days has got a lot of emphasis because it produces cellulose that can be digested and converted into ethanol as a biofuel. But we intend to grow it for dual purpose. What do I mean by dual purpose is that the first harvest can be used as animal feed like hay or grass, and the growth afterwards can be allowed to mature so that it can be used as a feedstock for biofuel. In this way, we can maximize the income of producer, but the consequence might be like, because of this huge harvest at the same time from a given plot, nutrient depletion might be a serious problem. So most people think that and believe that switchgrass grow in marginal lands. When we say marginal lands, low in soil fertility, probably dry areas or acidic areas. But what matters is, even if switchgrass grow on marginal lands, probably the biomass may be very low. So in other words, there are several research results that show quality production of, or quality biomass production of switchgrass depends upon soil fertility. And for instance, application of nitrogen fertilizer alone account 8% of the biomass variation in that study, and also improve the most important forage parameters such as crude protein content and voluntary intake significantly. All this indicates that switchgrass quality production of switchgrass depends upon soil fertility management. So we want to sustain this fertility so that we can address the dual purpose production of switchgrass. Cattle manure and poultry litter are available in the state, and their use can improve the soil fertility in a sustainable way if managed properly. So in this figure shows you integrating the different system for better benefit. We have switchgrass mass production. Early harvest can go to the animals as a forage, and the waste from the animals, such as manure and carbon dioxide, can be used as a raw material for photosynthesis to produce again switchgrass biomass. Or the late harvest can go to feedstock for biofuel production, the waste during the process of biofuel production and energy consumption can be used as a raw material again for photosynthesis, either go to early growth, to initiate early growth, or produce biomass during late harvest. By doing this system, probably the system could sustain to produce quality biomass. The objective of this experiment was to evaluate the effect of different nutrient sources on biomass and quality production of switchgrass for dual purpose. I want to get your attention here is that in this presentation, I will be specifically presenting findings on agronomic data and quality of switchgrass for animal feed. So probably the dual purpose, especially as a feedstock for biofuel, will be presented next time. The experiment was conducted in Perkins, which is found in Pioneer County of Oklahoma State, represented by this orange color. The soil belongs to the Tellurian sandy loam, which is where deep and well-drained soil, and has a significant amount of phosphorus and potassium in the soil, and the area received really quite substantial amount of rainfall. The experiment includes 6 treatments in 4 replication. We have cattle manure to provide 150 kg of nitrogen, poultry litter to provide the same amount of nitrogen, nitrogen fertilizer alone from urea to provide the same amount of nitrogen, NPK fertilizer from urea, TSP and KCA. We also have control check, and we also have another legume cover crop, crimson clover, planted in winter and inoculated with appropriate legume to fix nitrogen. A lowland switchgrass variety was established in 2009, and the variety was Alamo. Treatments were applied in 2009. Data collected were subjected to statistical analysis following SAS procedure, and treatment means were separated using protected LSD. When we see the different animal wastes used in the experiment, such as cattle manure and poultry litter has got more nutrient content than cattle manure. And if you see the difference in nitrogen content for the different here for the respective nutrient sources, it was very variable, both poultry litter and cattle manure, especially in terms of nitrogen. So it implies that before applying each animal waste for different years, analysis of the nutrient content is very essential. Whereas the phosphorus and the potassium content for the different years for the respective animal waste is relatively uniform. And the CN ratio is relatively very low that we have calculated from this animal waste, indicating that possible mineralization that contributed to the soil fertility through microbial activity. These pictures demonstrate nitrogen fertilizer effect. There are a lot of publications that indicate switchgrass doesn't respond to fertilizer application, but from my experience, probably it may be vary from place to place and probably from variety to variety. So for these experiments, as you can see in this picture, these plots are nearby, and this one receives 150 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare, and the other one receives 0 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare. As you can see, the one that receives 150 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare is relatively taller in terms of plant height, and plant population is relatively dense in this case, and the plant is also deep in color. Probably it may have some implication for photosynthesis in biomass production. So this picture demonstrates that a possibility for response to nitrogen application, and also supports some of the findings in the previous studies. We try to combine the analyzed data of 2009 and 2010, and we found that yield effect was significant for most of the parameters that we measure. So we analyze the data for the respective years. But we want to try to address why the yield effect was significant. We closely look at the temperature, air temperature, and rainfall during the growing period. We also suspect that residual nutrient effect might have contributed for yield difference. Also from our observation, switchgrass tillering is quite different. If you see switchgrass 1 year after establishment and 2 year after establishment, the number of tillers or plants after 2 years establishment is quite high than after first year establishment. So probably that also contributed to year variation. When we see the temperature and the rainfall for that specific area, we calculated the temperature from March to June and for the respective years, 2009 and 2010, results in significant difference. As we know, when temperature increases, biochemical reaction increases, also contributing biomass production. Rainfall also results the same thing. When we see the dry biomass, we have treatments in the x-axis and biomass in the y-axis. So the yellow bar indicates the result of 2009, and the red bar indicates results from 2010. So in 2009, we don't have significant treatment effect, but in 2010, poultry litter results in higher significant difference in biomass yield. Crude protein content, very essential criteria as far as forage is concerned for animal feed. Cattle manure results in significantly higher protein content in 2009. In 2010, nitrogen from urea provide significant percent of crude protein percent. Calcium is also very important for animals because it's part of teeth, bones, and milk. So in 2009, there is no significant difference of calcium content, but cattle manure, especially animal waste, produce more calcium in the forage than the rest of the treatments. In 2010, cattle manure produced significantly higher amount of calcium than the rest of the treatments. Iron content also follows the same trend like calcium. We also did orthogonal contrast for the different treatments, whether application of fertilizer was having effect on some of the parameter, whether animal waste is different from synthetic fertilizer, whether cattle manure is different from poultry litter, whether application of phosphorescent fertilizer, NPK is vary from only application of nitrogen. So we found that animal waste results in better quality of switchgrass. In conclusion, application of the different nutrient sources increase significantly dry biomass and improve mineral content of grass as animal feed than the control treatment. The use of animal waste significantly improved most of the forage qualities than synthetic fertilizer. In most cases, no significant difference was recorded between cattle manure and poultry litter. No significant improvement in yield and grain quality was obtained because of application of phosphorus and potassium. I am very much grateful to Dr. Rowan, who provided me assistantship to study this project, and Perkins Agriculture Station staff helped us harvesting the plot. We have reference at the end. Thanks very much for your attention, and if you have question, I'll try to answer. Thank you.
Any questions? You showed data for 2009 and 2010. Were those the same plots, or was it two separate studies?
The same plot. The same plot. But treatments applied every year.
Thank you very much.